I just want to mention something. I was driving along listening to local talk radio last night and heard the talk show host, and I commend him, talking about aspartame. And I mean, years ago, I probably did 20, 30 shows, more than that, with medical doctors, brain surgeons, people that study the brain, just, I guess you call them neurologists, all of these incredible experts. And I covered hundreds of studies on air. And for years, I just kind of, okay, I'm moving on from that. I did probably 50 shows on sodium and stannous fluoride. But I was listening to the talk show host, and he was reading documents that I'd covered on air, and it was reminding me. It was actually George Gordon, who does a pretty good job on his radio show. But he was going over admitted documents, and I remember reading them. Did you know back in 1971 to 1973 at the University Medical Center there in Wisconsin at the big John F. Kennedy medical ward, this top scientist, what was his name? I mean, I just heard him talking about it last night, and it reminded me of all the documents I'd read years ago. My memory's good, but not that good. Wiseman, this top scientist Wiseman, Monsanto, at that time Searle was the name, they changed names. They went and hired him and 13 other studies at the same time to go and study primates, monkeys, being given aspartame. And in one of the studies, they gave 7 infant healthy rhesus monkeys, whose metabolisms are very similar to Homo sapiens sapiens, that's us folks, humans, are very similar in the metabolism. They gave them low levels of it in with their mother's milk. So they were getting all the vitamins and nutrients they needed from the mother's milk, and they added just low levels in it. One died, and another 5 had grand mal seizures, you know, clenching teeth, flopping around, and had holes in their brains. So he brought this to him, but one monkey, because some of us are really tough, one monkey did okay. Actually, the study showed he was a little bit sick, but he didn't have bad seizures and didn't die. And so they actually used that, went to the FDA and said, look, one of them lived, so it's okay. They only used that monkey out of the study. And then they had 13 other studies done, and even the FDA said, oh, no, this stuff kills. This stuff is toxic. It's basically what alcohol held inside of another molecule structure, and it breaks off into wood alcohol and another form of acid. That form of acid itself eats holes in the brain. It's real simple. You drink wood alcohol, you go blind, folks. But see, toxins are addictive, almost universally so, if not taken in. You know, there are whole tribes of people in the South Pacific and Africa, all over, who are addicted to snake venom. Did you know that? Some of the Mayans and some of the Toltecs and Aztecs would actually take snake venom and enemas. I don't want to get off too much in that, but arsenic is a heavy metal, very addictive. So why did Searle do this? Well, their own documents show they know it's addictive. So that's why your family member will smirk at you, even though they're going blind and having all these health problems, and they were in good shape. They'll smirk and slurp their Diet Coke, but now it's in 9,000-plus foods, and that was years ago I checked. And now I've heard it's in more because the patent ran out on it, so it's been widely distributed. And it's just deadly poison. And their own studies show that it kills primates. And I got family. I got family who've got multiple degrees and are smart as a whip. Sharp as a tack. And they'll smirk at me and drink a Diet Coke. And they just aren't going to listen, and they don't care, and it's bad for them. And they're old mountain men who can drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every day and smoke 3 packs of cigarettes, and they'll be all right. Some people can drink this stuff and be okay, but it'll kill most of us. And let me tell you something. Aspartame's a lot more dangerous from the studies I've seen than tobacco. And tobacco is real bad, folks, especially when you smoke a whole lot of it or chew a whole lot of it. Believe me, I like it, and it's hard for me to stay away from it. But I mean, again, I've just spent 5 minutes on this, and I got all this other news and your calls I want to cover. But what is it in the human condition that people just don't want to listen? Now the good news is that people are, by and large, a large portion of them are refusing to drink the aspartame soft drinks, but then it didn't matter because it's in all the foods now. Basically, all the foods have it. And they'll disguise it under the term artificial sweetener. But they moved to Splenda, and now there's all these studies on Splenda. And the question is, there are artificial sweeteners that are not toxic. Why are they always pushing stuff that's toxic? Because it's addictive. There's money in drugs. You don't think Big Pharma, by the way, Searle is Big Pharma. Monsanto is Big Pharma. All of these companies are Big Pharma. The same ones pushing Ritalin and Prozac on you and trying to get laws passed to make half the kids in school take them, New Freedom Initiative. Don't you understand? They're going to camouflage other things as sweeteners, and they're really drugs. And they're the most old-fashioned drugs that get the job done. They're poison. I mean, you go read what the old shaman or the old witch doctor or the old witch would do, doesn't matter what culture, is they go eat some poisonous plant and have hallucinations. I mean, that's what poison is. People poison themselves. Pharmakia, pharmacies is where you get that term. And it's just so destructive. And to know that it eats holes in your brain, to know, and it's so sick. We know sodium and stannous fluoride hurt small mammals, young mammals, worse than adult mammals. We know that aspartame, it's much worse for small children. And so when you go look at Pedialyte and all the stuff at the baby stores, it's all, ooh, aspartame for your child. And it's high levels of it. And you go, oh, look, fluoridated water for kids. And oh, they've got a big report out, oh, your kids need more fluoride. And then fools go, well, fluoride's naturally occurring. You need it. There were humans were poisoned because some of the fluoride got spilt just a few big containers into rivers. I mean, it's that deadly. And there's no way to get rid of it. What did they do? They just said, we're going to put it in the water. And by the way, I've read the official, I mean, there are official Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II books, books about World War II, that have the documents that the Nazis put it in their slave camp water, in the water of the population to make you docile. That particular chemical, that particular compound, element, fluoride, makes you docile. Whereas arsenic has an amphetamine effect. So they all have different effects in the body. And so they took it and they stuck it in the water. And they knew, and then this is admitted. You understand, folks, this is not my opinion. You can go check out what I'm saying. You can take it to the bank. It's true. DU, same thing. They have thousands and thousands and thousands and more than that. It's just a massive amount. I forget the actual statistic of DU. Because for any ounce of real purified particular isotope of uranium that they purify out for a bomb or a plant or a submarine power plant, whatever it is, whatever the case may be, there were just giant facilities of this stuff. Well, what do? Well, it's great for making the tanks impregnable. Just normal, you fire a steel rod, a sabo at it, it just bounces off the Abrams M1A1. So you make the top turret out of it, you make the front out of it, the side out of it, you make some of the thinner areas out of it, and then, oh, well, let's put it in the Vulcan cannons of the A-10 Warthog. Oh, let's put it in the Bradley Fighting Vehicle. Oh, let's put it in the ammo of the M-16s and the 50 cals. Oh, let's put it in the... And then their own manuals say, the Army's manuals, and the National Atomic Energy Agency and our own Federal Atomic Agency, all the documents, I have stacks of them, official, says it's deadly poisonous, not just radioactive, and that if you breathe any of it, you're going to die. And what do? Then they just tell the troops, just use it all over the world, use it in the U.S. at proving grounds, at the firing ranges, the testing ranges, and they just do it. You see, this goes to the very nature of the elite we're talking about. I've seen Dick Cheney on TV on C-SPAN while he's sitting there waiting to give a speech. He's drinking a Diet Coke. It was Rumsfeld who got aspartame approved when he was on the head of Monsanto when they bought Searle. Or when they merged with Searle, to be precise. He's the guy who got the Terminator genes for the plants approved, now taking over entire species of plants and jumping cross species, creating massive problems. He's the guy that gave the nuclear reactors to South Korea, the bioweapons and chemical weapons to Saddam. It's always him. It's like he's Darth Sidious or something. I mean, I just, when you really start to look at him, it's like, Dick Cheney goes over there and he goes into bases and spends the night in Iraq in bases. You can go look at it. They were bombarded by DU. Why is he breathing it? It's like they just love death themselves. You almost got to commend them that they all do it themselves. It's been admitted that Bush Sr. is on Prozac. That stuff's so toxic. By the way, it's fluoride-based. Its main molecule is fluoride. So, we'll come back, I promise. We'll talk to Ida, Don, Brian, Mike, and others. I promise we'll go right to your calls and back. I'm so blown away by this. It's just, what are they doing? What's wrong with these people?